A reading from the second book of Samuel. When King David was settled in his palace, and the Lord had given him rest from his enemies on every side, he said to Nathan the prophet, "Here I am in a house of cedar, while the ark of God dwells in a tent." Nathan answered the king, "Go, do whatever you have in mind, for the Lord is with you." But that night the Lord spoke to Nathan and said, "Go tell my servant David, 'Thus says the Lord, should you build me a house to dwell in? It was I who took you from the pasture and from the care of the flock to be commander of my people Israel. I have been with you wherever you went, and I have destroyed all your enemies before you, and I will make you famous like the great ones of the earth. I will fix a place for my people Israel. I will plant them so that they may dwell in their place without further disturbance. Neither shall the wicked continue to afflict them as they did of old. Since the time I was first appointed judges over my people Israel, I will give you rest from all your enemies. The Lord also reveals to you that he will establish a house for you. And when your time comes and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your heir after you, sprung from your loins, and I will make his kingdom firm. I will be a father to him, and he shall be a son to me. Your house and your kingdom shall endure forever before me. Your throne shall stand firm forever." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I will sing forever of your mercies, O Lord. Through all ages my mouth will proclaim your fidelity. I have declared your mercy is established forever. Your fidelity stands firm as the heavens forever. Chosen one, I have made my covenant. I have sworn to David, my servant. I will establish your descendants forever and set up your throne through all ages forever.
Reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. brothers and sisters, to him who can strengthen you according to my gospel and the proclamation of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of my mystery kept secret for long ages, but now manifested through the prophetic writings and according to the command of the eternal God, made known to all nations to bring about the obedience of faith to the only wise God through Jesus Christ, be glory forever and ever. Amen. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Father, your blessing.
Leo, may the Lord be with you and on your lips that you may proclaim his holy gospel worthy and long.
Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word.
Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said, and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father. And he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be called holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." And then the angel departed. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. With the coming of Christmas, probably for the last month, we've heard a lot of Christmas songs and Christmas carols. You might remember one by the name of "Oh, There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays." During this season of Lent, we've been kind of longing for the Lord to reveal himself. And so we live in expectation, if you will, to hear that good news announced again, that Christ the Lord is born. And so that this Advent season is a season to rekindle that longing and that desire for the Lord. And certainly throughout history, the history of salvation, God has always wanted to make his home with humanity. In that first reading from 2 Samuel, we were introduced to, as we are rather often throughout the liturgical year, to King David, one of God's favorites, if you will. He blessed him abundantly. And David lived in a grand palace. And after some time, having lived in the palace, he realized, "Here I am in the palace, and the Ark of the Covenant, which was the symbol of God's presence with his people, was in a tent." So he said, I think I want to do something for God. I want to build him something worthy of God, a temple. Well, then we're introduced to Nathan, the prophet, reintroduced, we heard him at the beginning of the reading, who says, the Lord said that he has some different plans. And we would say he's a God of surprises. Our God is a God of surprises. And God wants to do David another favor. And he's going to build something. But it's not going to be a structure. Not a structure. It's going to be a family. A lineage. King David. And from that king, and David was a shepherd before he was a king, from his lineage will come the king and shepherd, Christ the Lord. And so we see how God unfolds his plan slowly but surely. The significance of that. And so while King David built a kingdom, if you will, God built a family that would be historic from that day till this day. And then in the gospel, we have that wonderful event of the Annunciation of our Lord. Gabriel was sent to Mary, to Nazareth. And the gospel describes it as a village. It was not much of a village. It was probably a hamlet, what we would call a hamlet, kind of a little wide spot in the road in modern parlance. There were probably about 200 to 400 people there, mostly family members or clans, if you will. Most of them were dealing with agricultural ways of living. But if they didn't own land, then many of them went into the trades, including carpentry. So that's kind of a little background of Nazareth. And so Gabriel came to Our Lady, and again, God of surprises, hail full of grace. Well, Mary wasn't of royal blood, certainly. She was a peasant girl, a teenage peasant girl, but addressed in those wonderful words. And just as God planned for King David, and so now planned and asked, sent Gabriel to invite her to be the mother of God. One of the fathers of the church many centuries ago, one of the great doctors of the church, wrote that the whole world was waiting. The whole world was waiting. Say yes, say yes, say yes. And she did. And she did. And the Son of God became incarnate within her womb. And she gave birth to the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And so, a wonderful, wonderful reality was certainly present at that moment. The significance of the fact, as wonderful as that it was, and it is certainly unique in the history of salvation, God continues to want to reveal himself to us. God is a God of surprises. I think we would all agree with that. Sometimes we meet God in the places we least expect, and yet God is there. God is there. And the significance of that is, going back to that Christmas song, well, there's no place like home for the holidays. The wonderful thing to tell is God wants to be with us. He certainly is par excellence in the tabernacle, in the Holy Eucharist, which is reserved for those sick and infirm. The significance of gospel, when the readings are proclaimed, God is present. When the community gathers, by our gathering, Jesus said, where two or three are gathered in my name, there will I be. And most especially, where does God want to be? In our hearts. So think about, at this time of the year particularly, barring a pandemic, the people that you would invite to your home, certainly your family members, and they always have a place at home. Well, the significance is, we always have a place in the heart of God. The question for us, I think, today is there a place in our hearts for God?